My faith means so much to me, and a good show of this is to see my heart is so full because my family in the second row there has come, most of them all the way from Abbotsford or almost to New Westminster, and I can't believe that they have come, but anyways. I was 12 when my father contracted TB, was in hospital for a year, and my grandmother came out from Saskatchewan so my mother could go out to work. My faith was born watching her revere her faith every night at over 80 years of age with swollen, bandaged legs. She knelt on the hard wooden floor beside her bed in the room that we shared to say her prayers. I went to church with her every Sunday, where I'm ashamed to say I was embarrassed when she would sing so loud with the hymns in her shaky voice. She lived a life of faith in her hometown village in Saskatchewan, caring for everyone she knew, giving most of her life to her family and church, and boarding parachute pilots during the war. I am bipolar, and the symptoms started when I was about 16. The depressions were horrific, but my faith helped to a degree. The manic phases were wondrous. I paint, and the creative spirit would come upon me, and I couldn't sleep, but might paint without sleep for maybe 3 days at a time. It was so exciting. It went undiagnosed until after my husband died when I was 43. And they lasted for about 1 month out of four. At the time of my husband's death, my 23-year-old daughter was unmarried with a three-month-old baby and a great worry to me. I also had a daughter, 17, and a son, 15, at home. I decided I needed to get help for myself. I was given medication which stopped the manic period but didn't cure the depression. It wasn't until about 10 years ago that my family doctor wanted me to go back to the psychiatrist to have him check my medications. The doctor asked me if I liked being depressed for a third of my life. I didn't think I had a choice. He started me on a new drug, and I have being basically free of depression for about 10 years now. It was a miracle. My grandmother never preached to me about God, the Bible, or her religion. I absorbed it all from her example. I hope to do the same for my family. They say things sometimes skip a generation. My daughter-in-law's grandfather and uncle were ministers. My second oldest grandson is in Bible college, hoping to be a pastor. My two youngest grandsons that you see serving in the church have been coming here with me since they were little monkeys rolling under the pews for about four rows. On telling the boys that I was to be interviewed by Sharon on what my faith means to me, Cody, the youngest, said, "I couldn't do that. That is too big a topic." Ethan said that religion for him could be just the same in a forest as in a church. I think that's very astute. I have the same feelings of the presence of God when in the beauty of nature or in the presence of a loved one, but church to me has so many being in the right moment moments. Faith for me is defined as love, true love, love of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Family, fellow man and animals, love of our earth and planet. Part of my definition of faith is giving to others. I belong to a single singers group which goes to seniors' homes and sings for them. I've been on the refugee committee back when it was a powerful moving force here at St. Catharines to now when it has really dwindled. Back then, after we were able to arrange for a fiancé of a refugee to come from the old country, we arranged a wedding in the front yard with them and fellow relatives, also refugees. We had a wonderful refugee couple, Nada and Esau, who helped us out with many successive refugees. I tried to teach our current Syrian refugee, Syed, to drive, but he almost got in 3 accidents. When I said I couldn't do it anymore, I asked how the others who were also teaching him were doing and was told, "You're the only one left." For a long time, I had Hanada, his wife, in my home once a week to clean. She was a terrible cleaner. However, she is a wonderful cook, and I arranged a dinner here at St. Catherine's where she cooked for 68 people. At our kitchen, food is only allowed to be heated up, not cooked. She did the cooking in her home, but now her landlord won't allow her to cook in her home. She does do private dinner parties, if anyone is interested. After the seniors' condo fire in Deep Cove, I offered my bedroom for a resident to see how upbeat she could be with nothing made me realize how little material things matter. Thinking of the love of God makes my chest expand and my senses tingle. What a wondrous life we live if we only have the faith to enjoy it and give it back. The prayer I always say is, "God, please let your Holy Spirit enter me and go out and touch every person I come in contact with."
Thank you, Lynn. Let's take a moment and let what Lynn has said just settle into us as a mirror of our own journeys of faith.